Please enjoy this Buzz on Biz podcast. You can hear the Buzz on Biz radio show weekdays from noon to 1 on News Talk Sports 1630 WRDW, streaming online at WRDWAM.com.
And we are joined in studio by Brian Ellefson, the president of Ellefson Transportation Group. You can find out more about what they do. The website is ADSIUnited.com. Brian, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, John.
When we had some folks, I think Jim, on the program a few weeks ago, we talked about the fact that you guys are celebrating your 50th anniversary.
Absolutely.
And I mentioned to Jim, and I've mentioned this a couple of times, I think, since. You know, we on this program and talking to a lot of small businesses, and they get to a year. And that's a big deal to get to a year. It's a huge deal to get to 50 years.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. You know, for the longest time, you know, you just come to work, do your thing, and then, you know, I guess it really didn't hit us as to how special this is this year. We just recently had an employee appreciation day with all of our employees and our family, and I think that day is really when it hit home as to what we accomplished. I wish I could take credit for it, but really the people that are really responsible, like my mom, my dad, and my grandfather, you know, thinking back, you know, these folks started with nothing and really were the pioneers that blazed the trail that really gave us a foundation. And then, you know, me and my two brothers took it from there.
Is this the only thing that your grandfather did?
At the time, the main focus was the relocation.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
well, and you say relocation.
Household relocation.
But from within the city.
Within the city. They did do some interstate business.
Okay.
But, you know, now that has evolved into not only local and interstate, but it's now international. We've now expanded into record management services,
right.
Document destruction, document conversion. Now we offer our GoMini services, which is a container service.
Is the document destruction, was that a natural progression? I mean, how did that come about?
Well, it's interesting. I guess in the 90s, we were just looking for ways to diversify our business.
Okay.
And, you know, we just started looking for options. And really, we came across a company that was doing something very similar to this. And, you know, we started researching it, and we realized that, you know, we had the facilities, we had the resources. You know, we already had the storage facility. So really to initiate or begin that business, the startup would be really easy for us because we had the personnel, we had the trucks, we had the storage facilities. So, and being in Augusta, we found that there was a niche for this or a need for this business because of all the hospitals and the medical facilities in the area. And those medical facilities really were struggling with storage needs. You know, that was not their focus, obviously. So that was where we started our concentration. We focused on the medical facilities, and, you know, one by one we started.
It doesn't necessarily – the two businesses don't necessarily seemingly piggyback. Was it tough getting it off the ground?
No, actually it was a lot easier than
really?
We thought because we were able to share the resources. We were able to share the storage space, the trucks,
right.
The people.
Right.
And because we were able to already have that established – or we had that established, it made the transition into that new segment very easy.
So it began with – so how much of it is now storage? How much of it is now destruction?
The storage is probably – still the largest piece of that. We have right now, we have 385,000 boxes in storage.
Really?
So
really?
Yeah, it's amazing because the amount of space that we're using today, I thought we would never – ever fill up, and now we're actually breaking ground on a new facility. 26,000 square feet is going up as we speak. We're hoping that that's going to be completed by September 1st.
So why aren't we digitizing this stuff?
Well, a lot of customers are digitizing, but the biggest reason is the cost.
Okay.
Right now, you could, for what it costs to store a box versus to convert a storage box, you could probably store that box for about 85 years.
Oh, really?
Yes. So
really?
It's substantial.
Has that end of the business, you say it took off, has that end of the business grown more than you thought it, than you envisioned?
Yes, absolutely. And the growth was really, it really spiked at first. It's starting to level off, obviously, because of technology. But there still is a need to store the hard copy records. There's still folks out there that are generating paper. I get asked this all the time, you know, how are you going to handle, you know, the conversion to the digital imaging and all that? And my response has always been, we'll just buy more space or we'll build more space because people are still generating paper.
Well, that's going to be your son's problem. We're talking with Brian Ellison from Ellison Transportation Group. We talked a little bit before we came on the air. You say business is good. From the moving aspect, it's a lot going on.
Absolutely. This time of year is really our peak season. This is when everyone is moving. Summer is typically the busiest time for moving and storage. But for Augusta especially, this area is just growing. I mean, you know, we do a lot of work with, you know, Fort Gordon, obviously, mm-hmm. with all of their additional missions. Our industrial and our commercial side of our business is growing. Just like we were talking before the show, just the explosion of new hotels, you know, that part of our business where, you know, either hotels are remodeling or brand new hotels coming in the area. The logistics part of our business is growing. We're storing the new product, the new furniture, the new fixtures, and then we're actually doing the installations into these new facilities once they're completed. So we're seeing a lot of opportunity. We're seeing a lot of growth.
Is it? I don't want to take the wrong idea about this question. How proactive are you guys having to be with garnering business, and how reactive?
I think we're very proactive.
Okay, but is it so good that there's a lot of reaction? I mean, you're getting calls a lot.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I think our reputation precedes itself. I think, you know, when folks are looking for a player that is dominant in the market and has a good reputation, I think our reputation speaks for itself.
How? I guess I would normally think that you are moving, to your point about reputation, you are moving people, obviously, from here maybe to somewhere else because they're aware of your reputation. But how do you make people moving to this area aware of your reputation? Is it word of mouth?
I think that's where social media plays
really
into this. You know, folks that are moving into this area, you know, technology is, you know, at your fingertips. Everybody's got a cell phone. So when they start to research the area, we try to do what we can to be, you know, a big player in the social media arena. So we can be found and, you know, folks can look for if they're looking for a service provider, we're there.
You probably got your pulse on the fact of how large and or how useful cyber will be. Do you get a sense? Do you have a sense already of how big it's going to be?
To say exactly how big, I wouldn't begin to guess, but it's going to have a huge impact to this area. I mean, you know, when you're looking at the cyber school that's going, mm-hmm. that's being constructed downtown, and then all of the perimeter activity, you know, the companies that's going to bring in, I think it's just going to be an absolute.
Do you get a sense, and this may be an unfair question for you, Brian, I apologize, do you get a sense that the average person going about their business in this community will get a sense of how big it is? Obviously, the realtors and the kind of people that, you know, your business and things like that get a sense of it. But do you think the person walking down, that going to eat at Frog Hollow downtown, will have a sense of the impact of cyber?
Yeah, I think they will.
Really?
I mean, obviously with the new construction, you know, especially if you're going downtown and you're seeing the schools and stuff like that going up, I think you will see the impact.
You know, the thing I ask often on the program, and I don't, no one can really honestly give an answer to it, I get it. I'm always curious about, do we get business in this town that we would not have gotten were it not for cyber, but we never really know it? I'm trying to come up, you know, I'm trying to pull somebody out of the air. You know, there's a restaurant in Atlanta, the big family Italian restaurant called Maggiano's. Mm-hmm. If a Maggiano's appeared here all of a sudden in town, I wonder if that was due to cyber, yet we'll never really know. You know?
Yeah, I think that there is going to be some attention drawn to this area. You know, in addition to that, we have a big golf tournament here, so things like that also help.
Are they going to do that again next year?
I think so.
Okay.
I think the chances are good.
It went well this year.
Yeah, it went very well.
What's the best thing about what you do? What do you like the most about it?
I think it's the people. You know, our family moving other families, our company, just the, you know, like I said, when we did our celebration, you know, a few weeks back, I was taken back by just looking at our employees and watching them, how excited they were in celebrating our 50 years. But the amount of pride that they took in our company. Not only were they bringing their children, but they were bringing their mothers, their fathers, and they were actually explaining what we were doing. And they were actually taking pride in what they did. And that was when you had that moment like, wow, we did something.
I don't know if I asked Jim this, and I apologize if I'm redundant, and not counting family, do you know who's the longest serving employee?
Yes, we do. It's Sally Sturgis has been with us now 22 years.
All right. Well, good for Sally. Good for you guys. Congratulations. Ellefson Transportation Group. Again, the website is ADSIUnited.com. He is Brian Ellefson, the president, the CEO. Brian, thanks for stopping by. Congratulations on all of this.
Thanks, John. Appreciate the time today.